Internal, police station, Richard's office, morning. Flint, a male in his late 20s, barges into Chief Richard's office. She's a female, late 30s and fit. Her desk is a mess of papers. She's working at the computer and doesn't move or react to his entry.
Chief, did you see the brief from the night team?
Oh, Christ, what is it now?
Two teenagers found early this morning. Hacked up pretty bad.
Where?
In the Keller Field.
I can't deal with this. I've got class.
Oh, you're too good for detective work now?
Shut up, Flint.
Richards grabs a folder and storms out. Internal, town hall, late morning. On the wall is a bulletin board covered in flyers for community programs. All of them say, sponsored by Greenfield Police. In the middle of the room is a circle of chairs. Half are filled by bony people with sunken eyes. Richards takes a seat.
Thank you all for coming to our weekly meeting. Remember, every day you're here is another step closer to overcoming addiction. Today, we will go around the room and talk about our experiences applying the techniques from last week. What was challenging? What worked for you?
Richards opens the folder and flips through the pages.
Okay, let's start with James Crack. Nice to see you again, Jimmy. You got a promising report from rehab.
Jimmy, who's thin and in his 20s, is slouched in one of the chairs, but straightens at his name.
Thanks, Chief.
Rehab can make a huge difference in addiction recovery. Jimmy, will you please tell us about your experience?
Am I going to get in trouble for saying stuff?
Jimmy, we're here to help each other recover, not get in trouble.
Okay. See, I used to experiment with cooking this stuff, and...
There's a loud bang, and Mayor Cobb, a male in his 50s, overweight and graying, enters. He wears a cowboy hat and speaks in an exaggerated southern accent. He strides in surrounded by reporters.
Move your hand, Richards! We need this space for a press conference!
Mr. Mayor, we're having addiction and recovery support right now, and we're...
Have it another time. We got a killer on the loose, and the people need to be informed and safe.
Please excuse me.
She pulls Mayor Cobb aside.
Mayor Cobb, these people need consistency and structure to keep clean, and...
Oh, Richards, we got two murders, and you're doing kumbaya? Probably one of them crackheads did it.
Sir.
You do your job, and I'll do mine. Find the murderer. I've got a town to take care of.
Cobb snaps and points to a podium leaning against a wall. A secretary pulls it into the middle of the room. Richard sighs and goes back to the group.
I'm sorry, but we'll have to adjourn for today. If you're available tomorrow, our domestic violence support group meets here at the same time. You might find the information useful.
The addicts shuffle away while the reporters rearrange all the chairs. Cameras trained on Cobb flash, and reporters point microphones at him. As Richards walks back to the police station, Cobb's voice grows fainter.
It is with great sadness that I announce the passing of two students from Greenfield High School, Kareem Meal and Ethan Knoll.
Internal, police station hallways, late morning. Richard speed walks down the hall and is intercepted by Flint. He jogs to keep up with her.
That was quick.
Shut up, Flint.
Before I do, I want to show you what I got on the two victims. Bios, photos of the attack site.
Leave it on my desk.
I was just thinking, if we can talk to a few witnesses, maybe we can get some info to prevent...
I am trying to prevent this. I can't do it on my own.
Flint stops abruptly.
Chief, look, why don't we get out of here and hit the road?
Richards also stops.
All right.
External cornfield, afternoon. They visit the spot where the murders took place. Flint points at the field while Richards takes notes.
See, and here the stalks are pushed down in the opposite direction, so they must have re-entered the field near the end of the struggle.
Thanks. I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier.
No worries. Except for the fact there's a murderer around. I mean, I guess we're all tense.
You're never tense.
Sure I am. I've actually been worried that things are getting worse in this town.
These past few years have been a nightmare.
I'm really hoping your support groups turn things around. I mean, you really deserve to catch a break.
Thanks. But if I could only get support from Cobb.
Hey!
They turn and see the farmer Cornelius, a male in his 40s, balding. He waves and approaches. He's carrying a large tub with a sprayer.
Hi, Cornelius.
How goes it?
We're working on it.
Look, I don't want to mess anything up, but around now is when I spray the plants.
Should be fine. We already took photos and swept for prints.
We found DNA on the two victims, but nothing on a potential suspect.
Flint and Richards look at each other.
What is it anyway? Pesticide?
New fertilizer. Got it for free. Nice deal, huh?
Where'd you get it?
This company was going around 2 weeks ago giving them out. Said there were samples.
Meanwhile, Flint holds his phone out near the jug, not breaking eye contact with Cornelius.
Weird. I haven't heard a thing about these guys.
Something wrong? Look, you want my opinion on all this?
We appreciate any leads.
It's gotta be in those damn queers that moved in. They're perving up this whole town. Took over the old Mexican place.
Tamales? Didn't that restaurant close down?
Yeah. And now it's a queer bar. Bringing in all kinds of degenerates. I bet you one of them did it.
We'll look into it. Flint?
Yep, about done here.
Let us know if you see anything else.
Thanks, Chief. Catch him soon, before I get him.
Cornelius pats the gun at his hip. He starts spraying as Flint and Richards walk to the cop car.
Got a photo of that fertilizer bottle.
Good work. Look that up when we're back.
Party with the queers tonight?
No, I got it. Just spend the evening with your wife.
External. Silk's nightclub. Night. Richards pulls up to the building, which is small and square, partially tucked into the cornfield. It has a neon sign that says Silk's. Richards gets out of the cop car and looks at the field. The wind pushes the stalks back and forth. She walks past the smokers, loitering outside, and enters. Internal. Silk's nightclub. Night. Richards looks around at the patrons, all with alternative aesthetic. Loud music plays from speakers on the stage. On one side, a woman in lingerie pours melted butter on herself. On the opposite side, another woman in lingerie pours caramel sauce on herself. Richards rolls her eyes and shakes her head. She sees Cobb chatting with a drag queen, Silver Queen. Non-binary, 40s, with white hair, dressed all in white.
Mayor Cobb?
He jumps and turns to her.
Oh, the chief! I was just introducing myself to the owner.
Silver Queen prances to Richards.
Welcome, officer. Can we help you?
Hi, Chief Richards. Making the rounds.
She holds out her hand, and Silver Queen kisses it.
I'm about to go on stage tonight, darling. I do hope you'll stay.
Will you have a few minutes?
Well, I wasn't planning on staying long. Being polite.
She was talking to me, love.
Silver Queen scribbles on a cocktail napkin and hands it to her.
Here's my address, love. I'm home most days. Evenings, I'm here.
Thanks, sir. Ma'am. Ah.
Either is fine, darling. Be careful out there. Strange times we're living in. Things in the dark.
Things?
Stay safe!
Silver Queen gets on stage. A voice on the speaker announces them.
Richards, you find that killer?
I'm investigating.
Well, quit wasting time here.
I was just leaving. You do your job, I'll do mine.
Richards ducks out. The wind keeps picking up as Richards gets in the cop car. External. Greenfield back roads. Night. The car drives along the road, corn stalks lining either side. Richard's eyes scan the fields.
Creeping myself out.
She relaxes. A dark human-shaped shadow streaks in front of the car. She slams on the brakes. She jumps out, gun drawn. The wind blows the corn stalks on either side of the road as she looks around. Her breathing slows. She gets back in the car and keeps driving.